Time to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
I know what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the hot weather.
And both, you have to be dying in that heat. I mean, here I sit in my air-conditioned library, and I do think about you, Paul.
Yeah, I'll be out with the softball game later today, and it'll be hot.
I know. Just make sure you drink lots of water. That's the biggest thing, I guess. Stay hydrated. Stay in the shade as much as you can. Oh, my goodness.
I know me and you talk about this quite a bit. We don't like hot weather, both of us, right?
No, I don't care for hot weather at all. But, you know, this winter we went without some heat in the library. I'm not sure I like the bitterly cold either. There's got to be a happy medium in there somewhere.
Yeah, spring.
When was that?
Or
I think
fall.
I missed it. Anyway, but if you're looking for a place to escape the heat, come on down and visit me at the Appleton Public Library. I mean, we've got a few things going on. We've got our summer reading kickoff that will be this Wednesday, and we are making spray paint T-shirts. And I mean, we're using squirt guns. Can you believe it? Yes, this is being held outdoors. Yes, we have water and picnic tables set up in the shade. It should be super fun. If you're interested in joining us and joining the summer reading program, this is for preschool through 12th grade. So it's for all ages, and all ages can participate in the events when they are signed up for the summer reading program. And we've got just a huge lineup of stuff. Next week we're talking about dragons, and we're making dragon eyes. They are the coolest thing ever.
What's that?
Dragon eyes. You'll have to see. You know, she'll be posting a picture and some stuff on Facebook. But we've got something every week. Some are take and makes, where you stop on down at the library on a Wednesday and pick up your take and make. And then some things we have in person, and we're trying to do it outdoors, unless it's just wicked, and then we will see if we can move it in.
Okay.
Anyway, and then we'll be offering some other events for teens and all ages as well, a couple of them that we're working on. So make sure you watch our Facebook page. You know, of course, listen to our radio show. Also, there's an article in the Appleton Press, and we do have a website as well. And then also this week, on Wednesday, Steve Starrood will be here. In fact, the month of June and July, he is here on Wednesdays from 1 to 3, and it will be June 9th and June 23rd for the month of June. And so if you're interested, you can give us a call and register for a time with him, or if you just last minute think of it, just pop in and we'll schedule you in for any help that you need with your tech. Setting up a Facebook account, an email address, you're having some trouble with a device, all sorts of different things that have to do with tech. He's so patient and kind and easy to work with, and that's what I hear from everyone that works with him. I mean, I don't think I've ever had a complaint about anything that he has ever, and he's been working with us for a couple years on tech help, so super nice person. Also, we do have some Wi-Fi hotspots for people to check out. If you are in an area where Wi-Fi is just not something that works even at your house, we've got a limited number of them, but make sure that you stop in and let us know if it's something you're interested in. Our book club this month is reading This Close to OK by Lisa Cross Smith, and we do have copies of this book that are available. If you're interested in joining us, you can stop on down or call us, and we'll get a copy for you. Well, we also, since it is the summer months, we get asked for a lot of book recommendations. So to slide into what are you reading, I thought I'd kind of talk about a couple of authors. A lot of people like the author John Grisham, but mm-hmm. let's say you have read all of his books and you're just on pins and needles and waiting for that next one, because that's how readers are.
Yep.
We've got some recommendations for you to try some other authors, like Greg Isle, Steve Martini, Lee Child, Jeff Deaver, Harlan Coben. We've got a bunch of them. And so if you're interested and you need a book recommendation, we are super happy to help you with that. And like I said, we've put together about 9 different authors that if you like Daniel Steele or if you like Nora Roberts, or if you like Lorraine Snelling or Melody Carlson, we've got some recommendations for you. So make sure that you stop on down here and let us help you, because sometimes it's hard waiting for that special book. So mm-hmm. then maybe you need to find a new special book mm-hmm. or a new special author.
All right.
So, yeah, so new books to talk about is Nora Roberts, of course, has a new book out called Legacy, and it's threats put in rhymes and sent from shifting locations escalate as the daughter of a successful fitness celebrity-owned yoga business grows.
Mm.
So she's always got something new and exciting, and it's usually very good. Super great author. Clive Cussler and Jack DuBrule have their 12th book in the Isaac Bell Adventure Series out. And so that's, if you are an adventure seeker, that would be the perfect author for you. Also in nonfiction, Tom Coyne has a book called A Course Called America. It's stories and insights, and this may interest you, Paul.
Okay.
Of more than 200 golf courses in all 50 states, including every course to ever host a U.S. Open.
Wow.
You might enjoy
that would. I would be interested in that one.
Yeah, and there might be some pictures with it, too. You never know. You never know. We'll have to check that out.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Shape by Jordan Ellenberg is a way geometry might give a better understanding of scientific, political, and philosophical problems. I don't know. I want to know what the general public would think about trying to use geometry to solve all the political, scientific, and philosophical problems.
Right.
Yeah, but it's interesting. Different approach.
Mm-hmm.
And The Housewives by Brian Moylan. It's the major on-screen moments, behind-the-scenes dramas, and product offshoots and cultural impact of the reality television franchise, of which I have never watched.
Oh.
So I have no idea.
Yep.
Anyway, but it's a super popular show.
Okay.
You know, and franchise. It really has been.
I've heard about it.
Yeah, I've heard about it too, but mm-hmm. that's about all I know about it.
Yep.
Anyway, so yeah, that's what's new and exciting. And then, like I said, if you're looking for some recommendations, we've got plenty for you.
All right. Real good, Cindy. Well, tell us when the library's open and where you're located.
Well, we are open, fully open, Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. We have some restrictions, you know, of course, we still do. We try to spray things down and wash some stuff down to make sure things are good. We require masks if you have not been vaccinated. You know, we ask that you wear them, but otherwise, if you've been vaccinated, no mask is needed.
Okay.
We still are trying to socially distance a little, but we've lifted our rules as far as how many people can be in, because the governor has given a lot of directives on that. Mm-hmm. And so we are being respectful of those
good.
Things.
All right. Real good, Cindy. Well, thanks for filling us in what's happening at the Appleton Public Library this week.
Well, thank you, and you have a great week, and stay cool, Paul. I'll be thinking about you, sending cool thoughts your way.
All right. Thank you, Cindy.
Sure.
Cindy Hendricks, the head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.